Just a refrigerated truck, nothing more. Now speeding away across Miami Beach with the heavy metal station ripping from the radio speaker. And not my killer. Not some mysterious Bond pulling me out of bed and across the city in the dead of night. Because that was just too silly for words, and far too silly for level-headed, empty-hearted Dexter. I let my head drop onto the steering wheel. How wonderful to have such an authentic human experience. Now I knew what it was like to feel like a total idiot. I could hear the bell on the drawbridge in the near distance, clanging its warning that the bridge was about to go up. Ding, ding, ding. The alarm bell on my expired intellect. I yawned. Time to go home. Go back to bed. Behind me, an engine started. I glanced back. From behind the gas station at the foot of the bridge, he came out fast in a tight circle. He passed me, fishtailing and still accelerating, and through the blur of motion in the driver's window, a shape spun at me, wild and hard. I ducked. Something thumped into the side of my car, leaving behind it the sound of an expensive dent. I waited for a moment, just to be safe. Then I raised my head and looked. The truck was speeding away, crashing the wooden barrier at the drawbridge and powering through, leaping across the bridge as it started to raise up, and making it easily to the other side as the bridge keeper leaned out and yelled. Then the truck was gone, down the far side of the bridge and back into Miami, far away on the other side of the widening gap as the bridge went up. Gone. Hopelessly gone. Gone as if he had never been. And I would never know if it had been my killer or just another normal Miami jerk. I got out of my car to look at the dent. It was a big one. I looked around to see what he had thrown. It had rolled 10 or 15 feet away and wobbled out into the middle of the street. Even from this distance, there was no mistaking it. But just to make sure I was absolutely without any doubt, the headlights from an oncoming car lit it up. The car swerved and smashed into a hedge, and over the sound of its now constant horn, I could hear the driver screaming. I walked over to the thing to be sure. Yes, indeed. That's what it was. A woman's head. I bent to look. It was a very clean cut. Very nice work. There was almost no blood around the lip of the wound. Thank God, I said, and I realized I was smiling. And why not? Wasn't it nice? I wasn't crazy after all.